Hallelujah. Peace and joy to all of you.
Hallelujah. 愿神的平安与喜乐与大家同在。
Once again, praise and thank God that we can gather here to worship the true and living God together.
所以我们再一次感谢神，让我们有这个机会聚集在这里来侍奉这个又真又活的神。
Tonight, I'd like to share with you Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah.
所以今天要跟大家分享的是约沙法。 约沙法王是以色列的王。
Let's turn to the book of Revelation chapter 1.
我们看启示录的第一章。
Revelation chapter 1 verse 6.
启示录的第一章的第六节。
Revelation chapter 1 verse 6.
启示录的第一章的第六节。
And has made us kings and priests to his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
启示录一章六节，又使我们成为国民，做他父神的祭司，但愿荣耀全能归给他，直到永永远远。
In Revelation chapter 1 verse 6 tell us that through the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以启示录一章六节告诉我们，借由主耶稣基督的血，
that our sin are all washed away.
我们的罪得以赦。
Not only that, but he also make us kings and he make us priests.
不单如此，他让我们成为了这个国王，也让我们成为了祭司。
Now, quite often we talk about King David, King Solomon, right, and King Saul. All these kings actually represent different characteristics of the kings that you and I nowadays.
所以我们在圣经有谈到扫罗王、大卫王、所罗门王这些不同的王呢，都可以代表我们今天每个人不同的王。
Because the Bible shares really clear that our Lord Jesus Christ have made us kings.
因为圣经告诉我们，主耶稣基督已经让我们成为了这个王。
And as king, the first kingdom you and I should rule or reign over is the kingdom of our hearts.
所以我们要管辖的第一个国度就是我们这个心里的国度。And
this is the hardest kingdom to reign over.
而且这个国度呢是非常难治理的一个国度。So
that's why I want to share with you tonight Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah.
所以今天要跟大家分享约沙法，这个神的这个国度。And
I also would like to share with you Ahab, the king of Israel.
也跟大家分享亚哈。
Even though they both were kings,
虽然他们两个都是王,
but King Jehoshaphat was very successful in reigning over his kingdom.
那是约沙法呢, 他治理国家的这方面呢是做得非常成功的。
But we know King Ahab was an evil king.
但是我们知道亚哈王呢，他是一个这个邪恶的王。
Even though he was a king, but he cannot reign over his heart.
虽然他是一个王，但是他没有办法治理他的这个心里的这个国度。Even
though he was really not a bad person,
虽然他不是一个坏的一个人，but
he allowed his wife to control his heart.
但是他允许他的妻子来治理他的这个心。And
he allowed the people around him also to control his heart.
他也让他周遭的人呢来治理他的心。Just
like nowadays,
就好比今天我们。As
kings, we must have, you know, the strength and sovereignty over our hearts.
所以作为一个王呢，我们必须要治理我们这个新的，我们心中这个王。
If we are not able to do that,
如果我们没办法这样行的话,
then our kingdom will fall.
我们这个新的这个，我们心里的这个国度就会。
If a kingdom fall, then on the end days, there's no way that you and I can reign with our Lord Jesus Christ in eternal life.
如果我们这个国度垮下去的时候呢，我们在末日没办法与主耶稣基督一同作王。
So what made King Jehoshaphat such a good king?
什么使约沙法王是成为一个非常好的一个王呢？
And what made King Ahab to be a bad king?
然后亚哈王做了什么，又呈现出他是一个坏王呢？
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 22.
我们看列王记上的第一章。
1 Kings chapter 22.
列王记上的22章。
1 Kings chapter 22.
列王记上22章。
Verse 2.
第二节。
1 Kings chapter 22, verse 2.
列王记上22章第二节。
Then it came to pass in the third year that Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, went down to visit the king of Israel.
第二节，到第三年，犹大王约沙法下去见以色列王。
So during this time for over 2 years, there's no war between Israel and Syria.
所以在这两年期间呢，并没以色列和亚兰国呢，并没有征战。
But Jehoshaphat decided to go to Israel and visit King Ahab.
所以在这个第三年的时候呢，约沙法王就到了以色列去见这个亚哈王。
So why did he want to go there?
为什么他要这样做呢？
Because during that time, we know that Ahab was not a good king.
因为当时呢，亚哈并不是一个好王。
But of course, he went there to show support to King Ahab.
当然，他到亚哈王面前是为了要显出他是支持这个王的。
Because in verse 3, King Ahab said to his servant, "Look, Ramoth Gilead belong to us."
因为在第三节，以色列王对臣仆说：“你不知道基列的拉莫是属于我们的吗？”
But now it belonged to the Syrians.
现在这个基列的拉莫属于
So let us go and take back Ramoth Gilead.
所以我们岂能静坐不动呢？我们要去把这个基列的拉莫把它抢回来。
So in that time, then verse 4.
第四节。
So King Ahab said to Jehoshaphat,
亚哈问耶沙法，
Will you go with me to fight at Ramoth Gilead?
你肯同我去攻取基列的拉莫吗？
Then Jehoshaphat said to the king, of Israel, arm as you are.
耶沙法对以色列王说，你我不分彼此。
My people as you are.
我的名与你的名是一样的。
My horses as your horses.
我的马与你的马一样。
You can see Jehoshaphat truly loved King Ahab.
所以我们可以看到耶沙法王呢对以色列王是有一个真诚的爱心。
Even though King Ahab was a bad king.
即使亚哈王是一个坏王。
But because he wanted to go and fight against his enemy.
但是亚哈王打算呢去攻打他的敌人。
Jehoshaphat is willing to go with King Ahab.
所以耶沙法呢愿意协助以色列王。
Because when King Ahab asked him,
因为当亚哈王问他的时候，
He said, "I'm as you are."
他说我和你不分彼此。
And my people is your people.
我的名与你的名一样。
And my horses are your horses.
我的马与你的马一样。
So this means, even though yes, King Ahab was a bad king, but when they go to fight against the enemy, Jehoshaphat willing to go and help.
即使亚哈王是一个坏王，但是当亚哈王打算与敌人征战的时候，耶稣法王却在后面支持他。
No, sometimes I see this.One of the things that we lack the most in church.
所以我在教会看到我们所缺乏的一样。
No, sometimes when we talk to true seeker, when we talk to friends.
当我们与这些慕道者与这些朋友亲戚朋友来谈话的时候。
And as true church members.
作为一个耶稣教会的信徒。
And as kings.
作为一个王。
We need to support one another.
我们必须扶持。
Just like when Peter stood up and spoke his first sermon.
就好比彼得就是开始他讲他第一篇道理。
The Bible said that the 11 stood behind him.
圣经谈到这11个使徒站在彼得后面。
So nowadays, you and I as kings, we need to support one another.
所以今天你和我都是王，我们必要彼此的来协助。
If you and I cannot support one another, there's no way we can fight against the enemy.
如果我们不能彼此的来支持对方呢，我们没有办法来抵挡敌人。
But if you have division among one another.
我们在我们当中，我们就会有纷争结党。
If we cannot agree with one another,
我们就没办法同意就彼此同意。
And then when we want to invite friends and truly come to church, how can we fight against the evil one?
所以，如果我们要请这些慕道者来聚会的时候，我们如何抵挡这个恶者呢？
So that's why we should be just like King Jehoshaphat.
所以，我们要学习约沙法王。
Support one another to fight our enemy.
来彼此的来协助对方来抵挡这个敌人。
And then look at verse 5.
我们看第五节。
Also Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, please inquire for the word of the Lord today.
所以在第五节的下半段说耶沙法对以色列说，请你求问耶和华。
So you can see King Ahab.
所以我们可以看亚哈王。
Even though he planned to go and fight against his enemy.
即使他计划了要去攻打他的敌人。
But he did not want to inquire the word of the Lord.
但是他并没有求问神。
So that's why it's important for Jehoshaphat to be there.
所以耶沙法王这个在他面前是非常重要的。
Because Jehoshaphat the one that said to King Ahab, please inquire of the Lord today.
因为耶沙法对以色列王说，请你先求问耶和华。
And you can see Jehoshaphat had a lot of wisdom.
所以我们可以看到耶沙法王是有智慧的一个王。
Even though he was a king himself.
即使他是一个王。
And you know that he was very rich and he was very wealthy.
我们知道他是非常富有的一个王。
But when he spoke to King Ahab.
但是当他对以色列王谈话的时候。
He used the word please.
他用这个字眼请你。
And this is not the first time that he said the word please to King Ahab.
这不是他第一次用这个请你的这两个字。
He said, please inquire the word of the Lord today.
他说请你先求问耶和华。
And this is why it's important for Jehoshaphat to show support with King Ahab.
所以约沙法呢支持以色列必须要以行动呈现出来。
Because sometimes when we, you know, fight against the enemy,
因为很多时候当我们与敌人征战的时候
and sometimes we do not inquire of the Lord.
我们没有求问神。
But that's why we need to work together.
所以我们要彼此的一起来协助对方。
Because if one of us forget to inquire from the Lord, then another one can remind us to do so.
如果其中一方呢没有先求问神的话，另外一方呢可以提醒他。
Because we know that without God, no way we can overcome enemy.
因为我们知道没有神的话，我们没有办法来抵挡这个敌人。
And without working together and remind one another, inquire the Lord, then it's very difficult to overcome enemies.
如果我们没有办法的提醒对方呢，彼此提醒的话，我们也没有办法来抵挡这个敌人。
So Jehoshaphat not only want to show love toward King Ahab.
所以耶沙法王呢，不单对以色列王显出这个爱心。
But he knew the best person to help them, even though they're both kings, but they need to seek from another king, that is God himself.
但是约沙法却知道他不单只是靠着他们两个王的势力，他们必须要求神耶和华。
And look at verse 6.
第六节。
Then the king of Israel gathered the prophets together, about 400 men, and said to them, Shall I go against Ramoth Gilead to fight, or shall I refrain? So they said, Go up, for the Lord will deliver them into the hand of the king.
六节。于是以色列王召集先知约有400人，问他们说，我上去攻取基列的拉莫，可以不可以？他们说可以上去，因为主必将这城交在王的手里。
And look at Jehoshaphat.
我们看约沙法。
And verse 7 he said, Is there not still a prophet of the Lord here that we may inquire of him?
第七节，约沙法说，这里不是还有耶和华的先知，我们可以求问他吗？
This is very interesting.
这是非常有趣的一件
事情。Why? Because you can see there's many prophets serve King Ahab.
我们可以看到有很多先知呢来侍奉这个以色列王。
Because when Jehoshaphat said, inquire of the Lord, then just by the snap of his fingers, he brought 400 prophets to come in front of him and to tell him what he needs to do.
所以当耶沙法向以色列王说，请你求问耶和华，以色列王只要稍微敲了一下手指，然后就有400个先知到他面前来。
But for Jehoshaphat,
但对耶沙法来说，
he can discern right away.
他立时可以分辨。
That is 400 prophets, they are false prophets.
这400个先知呢是个假先知。
And that's why in verse 7, and he said to the king,Is there not still a prophet of the Lord here that we may inquire of him?
第七节，耶沙法说，这里不是还有耶和华的先知，我们可以求问他吗？
You can see, King Jehoshaphat was not afraid.
所以我们可以看到，耶沙法王并不害怕。
To tell King Ahab the truth.
他并不惧怕来告诉这个以色列王
这个真理。The truth is that even though King Ahab had 400 prophets,But none of them are true prophets of God.
所以即使这个以色列王有400个先知，但是这400个先知并没有一个是真先知。
And you can see that King Jehoshaphat was able to do that.
所以我们看到耶沙法王可以这样行。
To discern what is true and what is false.
来分辨什么是对的，什么是错的。
You know, for us as kings.
我们作为王。
You know, those who are around us.
在我们周遭的人。
If we cannot discern which brother and sister want to truly follow God's heart and which one is not, then there's no way that you and I can be a good king.
所以如果我们没办法分辨哪一个弟兄姐妹是真的要跟随神，哪一个弟兄姐妹不是真的要跟随神的话，我们很难做
王。You can see King Ahab surrounded himself with many prophets.
我们可以看以色列王呢，他周遭有很多的这些400个先知。
Remember, on Mount Carmel,
我们在知道在加密山
Elijah destroyed 450 prophets.
以利沙呢已经毁坏了就是击杀了450个先知。
And now he has another 400.
现在又有400个先知。
But actually on top of Mount Carmel, actually he had 850 prophets.
其实在这加密山上有850个先知。
But all these are false prophets.
所以，但是这些先知全部都是假的。
So that's why for us as kings.
所以我们作为王。
We only can be great kings if we surrounded ourselves with the true prophets of God.
我们要成为王，是要我们周遭必须要有这些侍奉神的先知。
And all we need is one.
我们只需要一个。
But you can see Ahab, he feels comforted, you know, because he has so many prophets around him.
所以我们看到以色列王呢，他自己感觉到非常安慰，因为他有这么多先知。
But these prophets do not know the hearts of God.
但是这些先知却不知道神的心。
They do not know the will of God.
他们也不知道神的意念。
And they just tell him exactly what he wants to hear.
他们告诉以色列王以色列王想要听的话。
And that's why for you and I nowadays, kings, we must learn how to discern.
所以我们作为王，我们必须要懂得分辨。
Of course, it's good to love everyone.
当然爱每个人是好的一件事。
Just like Jehoshaphat loved King Ahab.
就好比耶稣法王呢，他爱这个以色列王。
But when he invited the false prophets to come and tell him what he needs to do, then King Jehoshaphat told him right away that was not right.
所以当以色列王呢，去寻找这些四百个先知，告诉他怎样行的时候。
So how about us nowadays?
耶稣法王却阻止他。我们今天如何呢
？As king, when we seek someone for advice.
作为王呢，我们去寻找别人得到这些建议。
Do we want to seek for those who tell us what we want to hear?
所以我们是要寻找那些跟我们讲我们所要听的话吗
？Do we want to seek for advice from those who fear us?
我们要去寻找那些怕我们的这些人吗？他们的意见。
Or we want to seek from someone that tell us the truth?
我们要寻找那些人，还是要寻找那些可以给我们这个真理的这些先知？
And we hope as kings, we seek for the truth.
我希望我们作为王呢，我们是寻找这个真理。
You can see these false prophets told King Ahab something very positive.
我们可以看到这些假先知呢，他们告诉以色列王是看起来非常积极的一件事情。
If you go fight against the Syrians,
如果你上去攻打这个亚兰国
，you will have victory.
然后你必定会得胜
，because God will give them over to you，
因为神把他们交在你手中。
But how did King Jehoshaphat realize that was not true？
那是耶稣法王怎么知道这是假的呢
？I'm sure his heart was very close to God
我相信他与神建立一个非常良好的关系。
You can see nowadays many Christians，
我们今天可以看到非常多的基督徒。
It's very sad. Why? Because they always.Like to hear things that is very positive.
他们今天呢，很喜欢听一些正面的这些话语。
And a lot of pastors out there always say things what the people want to hear.
所以这些外面的牧师呢，他们要讲一些这些信徒想要听的这些话。
But make sure you and I do not fall into that kind of category.
但是我希望大家不要成为这一份子。
Sometimes we always, you know, we want to be so positive. We want to make ourselves feel bad. Then sometimes we, you know, we deceive ourselves, and all we want to do is hear something that is positive. But in the Bible, there is positive and there is negative.
但是很多时候呢，我们为了要让自己过意的去，所以需要听到这些非常积极的这些讯息。但是如果我们看圣经的话。信息是有正面的，也有负面的。
But look at verse 8.
我们看第八节。
Verse 8.
第八节。
So the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, there is still one man, Micaiah, the son of Imla, by whom we may inquire of the Lord. But I hate him.
所以以色列第八节，以色列王对耶沙法说，还有一个人是英拉的儿子米该亚，我们可以托他求问耶和华。只是我恨他。
Actually, Ahab knew there's a true prophet of God in Israel.
所以我们以色列王知道呢，在这个以色列国有一个真先知。
But he does not want to inquire of him.
但是他并不想去寻求他。
The reason why he did not want to inquire of him because he hates Micaiah.
为什么呢？是因为这个以色列王恨这个真先知。
You know, make sure for you and I as kings.
所以，对于你和我作为这个王的时候
，never not listen to someone because we dislike them. even though they speak the truth.
不要因为我们厌恶一个人而不听他的话，即使他讲的是真理。
Because for a person to speak the truth, actually, they have so much more love than to a person to tell us what we want to hear.
因为当一个人呢，他讲的是真理的话，他比一个一个讲假信息的人更有爱。
No, just like I shared with you before.
就好比我跟大家分享过。
You know, I gave sermons in front of many elders, many senior ministers. I never feel afraid.
当我在这些长子传道面前讲道的时候呢，我并不感觉到惧怕。
But in front of my wife, I always feel shaky, right? Because my wife, she's the person who will tell me the 100% truth.
但是在我的太太面前呢，我就有这个恐惧的心，因为我的太太会告诉我就是完全的这个真理。
But when she says something, we actually that when she said it, it's very painful.
当她当他指出我的错的时候呢，我感觉到非常非常的痛心。
But I know no one will able to tell me the truth, 100% truth, except for my wife.
但是我知道没有其他的任何一个人可以告诉我完全的真理，除了我的太太。
So the same thing for us as kings.
所以对于我们来说，作为一个王。
No, when someone loves us so much, they tell us the truth.And the motivation is the right motivation, then we should heed their voice.
所以当有一个人告诉我们的真理，他的这个推动力呢，是因为有爱，所以我们必须要听他的话。
No, for me as a minister, I also can be up here and tell you things always very positive. It's not difficult to do.
所以作为一个长子呢，很容易的，我可以站在这个讲台面前跟大家讲一些非常积极的话。
And quite often by doing that, maybe more members will like me more, right?
如果我这样讲的话，其实会让更多信徒呢更喜欢我。
But actually, this is not the complete truth.
但是这并不是一个完全的真理。
Because in life, there's always positives and there's always negatives.
因为在我们一生当中，一定会遇到一些积极或者比较消极的事情。
But King Ahab does not like the truth.
但是对于亚哈王来说，他并不喜欢喜爱这个真理。
Because the reason he hates him, he said, because he does not prophesy good concerning me.
因为在这里说，这个以色列王恨乌米盖亚，是因为米盖亚不说吉利的话。
But instead he prophesied evil.
单说凶言。
I mean, Ahab lived an evil life.
因为以色列王呢，他过着一个邪恶的生活。
If you live an evil life, how can all the positive things come out of that evil life?
如果他过着一个邪恶的生活，他在这个邪恶生活怎么会有一个积极的一个讯息呢？
No wonder Micaiah had to tell him the truth.
所以米盖亚必须告诉他这个真理。
But look at what Jehoshaphat say to King Ahab.
好，我们看约沙法如何跟这个以色列王怎么劝勉他。
So after say, I hate him.
当以色列王说我恨他。
And Jehoshaphat said, let not the king say such things.
约沙法说：“王不必这样说。”
See, King Jehoshaphat is the true king.
所以约沙法王呢是一个真正的一个王。
You can see throughout this passage, he was not afraid to express what is right.
他在这一篇呢，可以看得出他并不惧怕来说什么是对的。
But he said in such wisdom.
但是他说的时候呢，却有这样的一个智慧。
He asked the king, "Please inquire from the word of the Lord."
他在这里就是跟这个王说，请你先求问耶和华。
Say, let not the king say such words.
然后在这里他又说，王不必这样说。
This is very important, right?
这是非常重要的。
Because sometimes I realize, you know, it's very easy when you and I get together.
因为我发觉到当我们聚集在一起的时候。
When someone says something bad about another person.
当有一个人说另外一个人的坏话。
It's very easy for us to chime in. It's very easy for us to add to it.
我们很容易就是在这个话题上最佳一等。
I was talking to one of the sisters.
我跟一个姐妹在聊天。
And this sister have like a youth sisters group, like sisters group.
这个姐妹呢参加了一个姐妹团契。
And I always check on them, say, what do you guys talk about?
我就问她说，你们最近在讨论些什么？
And then all of a sudden, you know, when she shared with me, I realized that they talk about a lot of people in church.And often it's not very positive.
然后我才了解，他们常常呢在讨论教会的某一些弟兄姐妹，常常讲的话呢都不是很正面的。
And she said, "Oh no, this sister say this, and then the other sister say, yeah, she's right, and the other sister say, yeah, yeah, yeah." So all of a sudden, you know, the whole group talking negatively about, you know, a member.
所以当他们说，哦，这某某弟兄或姐妹做了这个坏事，其他的姐妹呢就同意，然后就把这个话题讲成一个人的这个缺点。
But I share with her, this is not Bible study.
但是我就跟他们说，这不是查经。
And you cannot let this kind of conversation continue on.
我们不能让这样的一个话题继续下去。
So that's why, you know, someone has to say, you know, let, you know, the king, you know,Let not the king say such things.
所以在这里，约瑟法教导我们，可以说王不必这样说。
You know, when you and I gather together,
当你和我聚集在这里
，if someone is very negative, very bitter about church, about brother and sister, we must stop them. It's very important to do that.
当某一个弟兄或姐妹对教会呢，也产生一个非常消极的一个观点的时候
，Sometimes it's very easy to be involved and join and add gas to the fire.
我们必须要阻止他，因为很多时候呢，我们很容易的就是火上加油。
No, we must be just like King Jehoshaphat.
我们必须学习这个约沙法王。
If the fire is burning, we must quench it.
因为当这个火在烧的时候，我们尽量把它熄灭。
If someone has some kind of hatred in their heart for other brothers and sisters, we must try our best to stop it.
因为某些弟兄姐妹心里有这个厌恶的时候，我们是想尽办法来。停止这个烟雾。
Because as king, we should not hate anyone, especially the one that tells us the complete truth.
作为王呢，我们不可以去厌恶别人，特别是那些对我们有施舍爱心的人。
So you see, King Jehoshaphat was very different.
所以我们可以看约沙法王是非常不一样。
But King Jehoshaphat and Micaiah, they have a very similar characteristic.
我们看约沙法王呢，跟米迦亚呢有一个非常相似的特征。
Let's talk a little bit about Micaiah.
我们看米迦亚。
Because for us, we're not only kings, but we also prophets.
因为我们不单是一个王，我们也是这个先知。
Even as prophets.You know, we do what we need to do. That is according to God's will.
作为先知呢，我们应该做我们该做的，而且是跟着神的旨意。
Now, Jehoshaphat asked King Ahab to go and call, you know, or King Ahab told his servant to go and call for Micaiah.
所以呢，以色列王呢就叫了他，召了一个太监，叫他去把这个米迦亚召来。
And then what did the man went there to, you know, to try to convince Micaiah?
所以这个人呢，这个太监呢，他用了什么话来劝勉这个米迦亚呢？
Look at verse 13.
我们看
verse 13,
13节。
Then the messenger who had gone to call Micaiah spoke to him, saying, Now listen, the words of the prophets with one accord encourage the king.Please let your word be like the word of one of them, and speak encouragement.
十三节，那去召米迦亚的使者对米迦亚说：“众先知一口同音的同音的都向王说吉言，你不如与他们说一样的话，也说吉言。”
So we can see even this messenger also encouraged Micaiah.To tell King Ahab what he wanted to hear.
所以呢，这个去召米迦亚的使者呢，也劝勉米迦亚，叫他说吉言。
You know that's why as kings.
所以作为王
，we must be very careful.
我们必须要谨慎。
Because sometimes when we talk to other people, yes, they might tell.Us what we want to hear.
当我们跟别人说话的时候，他可能告诉我想要听的话。
Even though at the moment we feel really good about ourselves.
虽然当时候呢，我们感觉到心里非常。
I'm sure that King Ahab said, "Oh, look at the 400 prophets. They tell me to go and fight against my enemy."
所以就好比以色列王呢，当他这四百个先知告诉他。去攻打这个亚兰国，他感觉到非常的
This means make me feel really good.
这让他感觉到一个很舒服的感觉。
Like actually feeling good, leading him all the way to destruction.
但是这种舒服的感觉将会导致他会灭亡的道路。
So the messenger say exactly the same thing to Jehoshaphat. I mean to Micaiah.
所以这个去召米迦亚使者，同样对米迦亚说。
No, all the 400 prophets.
那四百个先知
，They say they heard the king to go and fight against his enemy。
什么？他们同音的向神向这个王叫他去攻打这个亚兰国。
So you must say Like one of them.
你要说的话跟他们一样。
What did Micaiah say?
米迦亚说什么呢?
Look at verse 14.
14节。
And Micaiah said, as the Lord lives, whatever the Lord says to me, that I will speak.
14节,米迦亚说,我指着永生的耶和华启示,耶和华对我说什么,我就说什么。
This is a true prophet.
这是真正真先知。
Because he said exactly what God wanted him to say.
因为他说耶和华要他说的话。
You know, nowadays as minister, it's not easy.
所以今天呢,作为一个长子呢,并不简单。
As we go into the end days,
当我们进入这个末世的时候,
quite often, you know, brothers and sisters, sometimes they don't agree, with the doctrines anymore.
因为有时候呢，这些弟兄姐妹呢，对于这个基本教义已经开始偏差了。
And not only that, they do not agree with the doctrine anymore, and they even asked me to preach according to what they believe that is true.
因为这些同龄呢，他们不但不同意这些。基本信仰，他们也劝勉我，不要讲这些基本信仰。
No, and I have to say to them,
我必须告诉他们。
If one day I do not, if I no longer believe in TJC doctrines,
如果当有一天我不再相信这耶稣教会的这个教义的时候
，and then I will no longer a pastor,
我就不再成为一个传道人。
And I always tell them I'm a TJC minister.
我常常告诉他们说我是。这耶稣教会的一个传道者。
How can you ask me to speak things that's contrary to the doctrines?
你怎么可以叫我讲一些对跟这个教义违反的道理呢?
As long as I'm a TJC minister, I will speak everything according to what we believe in our doctrines.
所以只要我一天是这耶稣教会的传道者，我必须跟着圣经来教导这些教训。
Of course, sometimes say such things that sometimes members are not too happy.
当然，当我这样说澄清的时候呢，有些信徒并不高兴。
But for me, and I hope and pray that I continue to stand fast in what I believe according to the Bible.
对于我来说呢，我常常祷告求神怜悯，让我可以继续的来传讲圣经的道理。
We can see Micaiah.
我们可以看米迦亚。
He knew that if he go in front of King Ahab,
他知道当他到这个以色列王面前
，and he's one person against 400 false prophets.
是他一个人对立400个先知。
Why would he have to go in the first place?
为什么他要到这四百个先知面前呢?
He can just tell the messenger, I will not go in front of King Ahab.
他可以告诉这个使者说，我并不想到这个以色列王面前。
Because when he go there and talk to King Ahab, the result's not going to be good for him.
因为他知道，当他把这个信息呢告诉以色列王。最后的结果并不是很好。
Not only that, the 400 false prophets.
不但如此，还有四百个假先知。
You go against them, and they will go against you.
如果你对像这四百个先知对立的话，他们
必会反抗。And that's why Zedekiah slapped him in the face right later on. Zedekiah, the false prophets, slapped Micaiah in the face.
所以其中一个假先知呢，就待会会看到他打了刮了这个米迦亚一个耳光。
Then after he spoke the truth,
就是当米迦亚说了这个。
Then King Ahab put him in prison with a bed of affliction and water of affliction. Yes, it's verse 27.
在27节呢，王就把这个米迦亚下到监狱里，让他吃苦，不吃不饱，喝不足。
You see, the result is, it's a very negative one for Micaiah.
我们知道这个最终的结果呢，对于米迦亚来说是不好的。
But he doesn't care.
但是他不管。
What he care about the most is speaking everything according to God's will.
他在意的是他可以把神的话跟着神的旨意这样子诉说出来。
And for us as prophets, we must continue to do this.
所以我们作为先知，我们必须这样行。
Now it's so easy for us to conform with the things of this world.
今天呢，我们很容易的就被这个世界上的潮流
，Why? Because
跟着世界上的潮流。
Outwardly, we see that our church is not growing.
在这个肉体上，我们看起来我们教会也在增长。
Maybe it's only one of us compared to other churches, 1 to 400 people. Right?
我们可能增加一个人，但是其他教会可能增长四百个信徒。
But that doesn't matter.
但是那没关系。
Because if you and I continue to keep the truth,
因为如果你和我坚持守这个真理的话
，then one is more important than 10,000.
因为这样一个先知比
Because God seeks for those truly worship Him.
因为神是要寻求那些真正寻求他的先知。If
we compare the quantity of our church members to outside, of course, compared to others, we are very small, very little.
如果我们的教会的信徒呢，跟其他教会的信徒来相比的话，我们的人数是极少的。
We do not compare the quantity.
我们不跟其他教会比这个信徒的人数。
We compare the true worship of God, worshiping God with spirit and truth.
我们跟他们相比的是，我们以真理诚实的心来敬拜神。
So Micaiah did not need to go and speak in front of King Ahab.
所以米迦亚呢，他并不需要到以色列王面前。
Why did he still go?
来预言， 为什么他还是去呢？
That is his duty.
因为那是他的责任。
As a prophet of God.
作为一个神的先知。
Because God had revealed what can happen in a dream to Micaiah.
因为神呢，借由这个异梦呢，告诉米迦亚。
So of course, at first when Ahab asked him, you know, what shall he do?
所以。 当以色列王问他，我该做什么呢？
And then, of course, jokingly, Micaiah say, "Yeah, King, if you go up, you know, you will have victory."
所以，他就开玩笑的说，可以上去，你必能得胜。
But and then look at verse 16.
我们看第16节。
So the king said to him, "How many times shall I make you swear that you tell me nothing but the truth in the name of the Lord?"
王对他说，我当属父你几次，你才奉耶和华的名向我说实话呢？
You know, Micaiah said to King Ahab.
米迦亚对这个以色列王说，
You know, I also can say something that pleases you.
我可以说一些让你高兴的话。
I also can give you a very positive message. You know, that means you can go up and you can have victory.
我可以给你一些正面的建议，让你说你可以去打这场仗，你可以凯胜回来。
But it's interesting.
但是非常有趣的一件事。
And why in verse 16, King Ahab said to him, "How many times shall I make you swear that you tell me nothing but the truth?"
16节，王对他说：“我当属父你几次，你才奉耶和华的名向我说实话呢？”
Actually, King Ahab was a very foolish king.
所以这个以色列王呢是非常愚拙的一个王。
He knew that everything come out of the mouth of Micaiah was the truth.
他知道从雅盖亚出来的话是对的，米盖亚来的话是对的。
But he said, for Micaiah to swear that no matter what come out of his mouth, he must tell the truth. But at the same time, King Ahab did not want to listen to him. It's very interesting.
所以我们可以看到很有趣的，就是这个王知道这个米迦亚所说的一切话都是实话，但是他并不想要听到这个米迦亚所说的实话。
So are you and I also that kind of king?
所以我们也是这样的王吗？
No, we want to hear the truth.
我们要听这个真理。
But we're not willing to follow the truth.
但是我们并不想要跟着这个真理。Which
doesn't make sense.
这是很不符合逻辑的。Why
we want to hear the truth if you don't want to do according to the truth?
如果我们不想要跟着这个真理走，为什么我们要听这个真理呢？
Just like King Ahab.
就好比这个亚哈王。
He knew that everything came out of the mouth of Micaiah. He spoke very truthfully.
因为他知道从米迦亚出来，口中出来的话是正确的。
So Micaiah told him the truth.
所以米迦亚告诉他这个实话。
Even though Micaiah told him the truth, but he's not willing to follow it.
即使米迦亚告诉他这个真实的话，他也并不愿意遵行。So
during the time, you know, they went out to war.
所以当时呢，他们就出去征战。And
it's very interesting.
非常有趣的。Because
before they went out to war, King Ahab told Jehoshaphat to disguise him, to put on a robe, and King Ahab will disguise himself. Huh? Yeah. And verse 29 and verse 30.
在29节到30节。
So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, went into the Ramoth Gilead, verse 30.
所以以色列的王犹大的王约沙法就他们就改装上阵。
And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, "I will disguise myself and go into battle, but you put on your robes." So the king of Israel disguised himself and went into the battle.
所以呢，以色列王对耶沙法王说：“我要改装上阵，你可以来穿王服。”以色列王就改装上阵。
This is very interesting, right?
这是非常有趣的。
And why does King Ahab wanted to disguise himself.
为什么以色列王, 他要改装上阵呢?
Because he wasn't truly a king.
因为他不是真正的王.
Just like for us.
就好比我们一样.
You know, sometimes as Christians, as kings, when we go out, into the world, they said, sometimes we also disguise ourselves.
所以很多时候呢, 当我们到这个世界上呢, 我们就伪装自己.
Sometimes we pretend not to be. No, not to be TJC members.
我们, 假装我们不是这耶稣教会的信徒。
And sometimes we pretend not to be Christians.
所以我们, 假装自己不是一个基督徒。
Then we find ourselves act very differently when we go into the world.
当我们进入这个世界的时候, 我们的行为是否变得非常不一样?
And sometimes when we eat lunch in front of our co-workers, we don't say grace.
所以在我们 当我们吃午餐的时候呢, 在我们同事面前, 我们也不报道。
Or the way we live our lives, even though we are Christian, is contrary to what the Bible says.
或者我们过活呢, 过的生活呢, 跟一个基督徒的生活是非常不一样。
But actually, if we have to disguise ourselves as kings,
但是如果我们要改装上阵的话,
this means we are not true kings.
就是告诉我们, 我们不是真正的王。
Because as kings, no matter where we go, especially into battle, we still kings.
因为作为王呢, 即使我们要征战, 我们也是要, 我们也是要穿着这个王的礼服。
Because look at King Ahab.
我们看这个亚哈王,
he died not as a king.
他死的时候并不是一个王的一个形象。
He died and he was buried in Samaria.
不单如此, 他死后就在撒玛利亚地被埋葬。
And then some guy took his chariot and went to the pool where the prostitute bathed himself and cleaned his chariot. That's not a king's death.
然后呢, 他
What? So when King Ahab died,
所以当亚哈王死的时候,
so some guy just took his chariot.
所以有一个人呢就拿了他的这个战车,
and he used the water from the pool where the prostitute bathed himself.
然后呢用这个行淫的妇人所洗澡的地方的这个水.
And as kings, it's not that death should not be like that.
那作为一个王呢, 他的结局不应该如此。
He's the king of Israel.
他是以色列的王。
He should be buried in Israel.
他应该是在以色列地。
The chariot should be brought back to Israel to honor him as a king.
他应该是在以色列地被埋葬, 他的这个战车应该会带回这个以色列国。
A king who died in the battlefield.
因为他是一个王在这个战争上,
fighting against his enemy.
因为他这个王呢, 跟这个敌人争战,
but in death, instead, his death was very not honorable at all.
但是他的死亡呢, 并不, 并不是很,
even though he disguised himself,
并不是很光荣,
some random guy just shot an arrow and hit him between the, the armor.
因为他改装了, 然后一个就是随便的一个人就发了一个箭, 就, 把他杀死.
Then he died as a common person.
然后他死的时候呢, 是一个平民.
It's very sad.
这是非常可惜的, 非常可惜.
So make sure you and I do not disguise ourselves.
所以你和我并不需要, 改装上阵.
We are the kings for our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们是, 耶稣基督的这个王.
And when we die with honor.
当我们死的时候, 我们是, 非常有, 荣幸的, 虽然光荣的将士,
we should not die and bury in a foreign land.
我们不应该在这个, 这个外邦的地方而死去.
We should not die in such a dishonorable way.
我们不应该死的时候, 死得那么, 不光荣.
But you and I,
但是你和我,
we must make determination.
我们必须要立志.
What kind of kings you and I want to be?
我们今天要做哪, 哪一种的王呢?
Do you want to be king just like King Jehoshaphat?
要很像这个耶沙法王这样吗?
The one always know to inquire of the Lord.
他是常常的去询问神, 求靠神。
The one that be able to discern what is right and what is wrong.
他可以分辨什么是对, 什么是错。
And the one did not speak ill will against another person.
他也没有说, 说,
yeah, speak badly about them.
他也没有, 在别人面前说别人的坏话。
But just like King Ahab.
或者是, 这个以色列王,
he was a bad and evil king.
他是一个遗浊,
even though he wanted to go into battle,
是一个恶王, 但他也要进入战争的时候,
but he did not inquire the Lord.
但是却没有求问神,
even someone told him to inquire the Lord.
即使有人提醒他,
he inquired from his own prophets, which they are false prophets.
他寻找这些假先知,
Do not be like King Ahab.
So 不要像这个,
he only wants to hear what makes him feel good. But even though he requests the truth from Micaiah,
即使他从米迦雅寻求这个真理,
but he does not want to practice the truth. And then on the end,
最终,
he died without honor.
他是很没有光荣的,
he died in a foreign land.
他在一个, 这个外邦之地,
so let us be King Jehoshaphat. So may God help us.
愿神帮助我,
let's all rise and sing one hymn.
请起立唱诗,
359.
359首,
359.
359首.